My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Y'all know Chris Sims, right? Former sort of NFL quarterback.
Former roommate.
Of Kyle Shanahan's. And Pro Football Talk alongside Mike Florio. A lot of content. And he has come to be known as, I mean, not a hater. Or would you use that word? Like, he's Kyle's good buddy, but he always likes to needle the 49er fan base, I would argue.
Right.
Is that fair?
Yeah, and I think it's in part the outlet for which he works, because the main guy for that outlet is also known to poke fan bases and do a little bit of lightweight trolling.
Yeah, so he goes after Shanny a lot, and then Sims, who's good friends with Kyle, and then we all kind of go, ooh, whatever he's saying must be coming straight from Kyle, because they're good friends, but they've talked about it and how Kyle, like, he doesn't talk to him during the season. He doesn't talk to anybody. Look at that man. He looks like he hasn't slept in a week and a half. But anyway, Chris Sims has also said a lot about Brock Purdy the first 2 years that would lean to the side of things like game manager and concoction of Kyle and product of the system.
System quarterback.
Well, here's what he said today.
I think he's actually having the best year. I mean, it hasn't been a long career, but I would say the best year of his career. He, to me, has made more plays this year outside the realm of, oh, Shanahan has to deliver it for me, and then I take advantage of it, than I've ever seen before. I've seen more high-level throws, for sure, too. He's had moments of where, yeah, maybe he tries to scramble and take over or do something like that, but at the same time, there's no, like, glaring mistakes of Brock Purdy that I look at to go, oh, yeah, he's really pushing it, you know, and playing too close to the edge there. Not at all. In fact, I went down, like I told you, with my red zone little breakdown on my podcast yesterday. If I would say anything, is he could be a little more aggressive in the red zone. That's why they haven't scored touchdowns. You got to throw a few more lasers, throw the ball into tighter windows because the field is smaller. You got to scramble and make some awkward throws. And that's what you got to do. To me, he's been too conservative down there. So I don't know if I totally agree with stats on that one.
Chris Sims says Brock Purdy's having the best year of his career. Do you agree with that?
No.
Why not?
Because what he said in that clip is, you know, I'm not seeing Brock Purdy making these mistakes. Well, watch the tape, Chris. I feel like I'm doing Greg Cosell. Watch the throw that ended the ball game when he's blitzed and he's got Kittle open and he held the ball too long. Is not a mistake?
I don't think he said I'm not seeing him make any mistakes. He said I'm not seeing him make, like, glaring, awful mistakes. And he's comparing him not even to... I don't know.
He's comparing him to himself.
Yeah, he's comparing him to previous years.
And I think that last year he was better than he was so far this year. And, you know, I don't think it's even close. And you talk about the throw in the red zone, as he was mentioning, you got to be able to make throws into tight windows. Well, George Kittle was wide open and he didn't make a throw into a really wide open window. So I'm not seeing Brock Purdy playing as well as he did last year. If last year was a 9.5 out of 10, this year's probably an 8.5. Still really good, but yeah. I would not agree with Chris Sims assertion.
I think what Chris is saying, and I'm not disagreeing with you, because it's too, quite frankly, it's too early to make that kind of a general statement, but I think what Chris is saying, especially someone who played the position, he's seeing Brock do more from the position this year than he's done in the past. And I think we'd all agree with that, right? It looks like certainly he's putting more on his own shoulders. Yes, he's pushing the ball further down the field. And yes, he sort of has been forced to do the one thing that people were asking him to do which is let's see you look good without fancy teammates. And I guess maybe you could say there's only been one real game where he really had to do that. And even though they lost that football game, no one's going to put that one on Brock Purdy. That's the Rams game. He went out there and they moved the ball, and Juwan Jennings had a career day.
Yeah, and he, I mean, he's been good in spots, but I don't think that he's been better than he was last year. I'm just trying to look at some of the basic numbers, and yards per attempt, he was higher last year. Air yards per attempt was higher last year. So even though he is taking more on his shoulders, I don't necessarily equate that to him playing better.
Now you're forgetting the rules on this show. Numbers are numbers, and numbers are numbers, unless they're my numbers.
Unless they're your numbers.
Numbers are numbers, and numbers are numbers.
Thank you very much. All right.
And numbers are only numbers when they support that Brock is really good on this show.
Isn't that 2024? Did you see anybody on TV giving you numbers that don't support their argument?
I've been doing that for my entire career.
Thank you.
With numbers.
Brock Purdy.
I also will look honestly at the numbers, and I look at his numbers last year because numbers are numbers, and they were better last year. And I see a guy this year who is too eager to do the runaround when there are times when he could stay in the pocket and make plays.
Yeah, the numbers were better last year, but I don't know if this is, you know, numbers. Numbers don't tell the whole story.
No.
They don't.
2-3 tells me a lot.
That's big.
And he had a chance to bring his team back last Sunday, and he failed to do so.
Didn't do it. Yeah, Redwood Dave, Redwood City. Hi, Dave. Thanks for calling. What's up?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey guys, I talked to you on Monday, and I want to reiterate that this is a must-win game, because if we don't beat the Seahawks, what we'll be 2-4, is that right? And then we're going to play KC.
That is accurate. Yes, thank you.
And then we'll be 2-5.
Why does everyone do that? Why, like, first of all, we're not there yet, but why are we just assuming that there's no chance that they beat the Kansas City Chiefs?
Did you see how the Saints torpedoed KC last week and they still won? If we can't beat the Saints, we can't beat KC. Well, that's just a fact.
We're not playing the Saints. They haven't played the Saints. I don't know. What does the Saints got to do with the Niner-Chiefs game at Levi's Stadium a week and a half from now?
What the Saints got to do with me?
You know, Dave? Like,
if we can't beat Seattle, we can't beat KC. That's what I'm saying. Sorry.
Well, I mean, I'll just put it this way. I would ask you if you've watched NFL football this year, where the majority, the high majority of favorites at 5.5 points or higher have lost their games. So I'm not one that goes, well, if we can't beat that team, well, then we're not going to beat that team. Like, it's different every week. You see that, Dave.
I do see that, but it's highly unlikely. I mean, it's better for us to win this game, go 3-3, and then our confidence will be back to have a better chance to beat KC.
Well, of course it's better to win. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So must-win game, huh, Dave?
Must-win game. It is, exactly.
Run this guy.
Say it again to Dibs.
Just
coming up.
Where's the button? Hang up on this guy.
I got the button.
I appreciate you, right. Redwood Dave.
Bye, Dave.
Yeah.
Gotta have it.
Well, it's different than must-win. And if you want to say it's a must-win, then I want to make sure we record it. Because if they fall to 2-4, I want you to make sure that we're going to go ahead and shutter the season.
I won't say it.
Yeah,
but
it's really not.
I'll say it only in the phrase that I heard from the locker room. It's not one, but we're treating it that way.
Good. You should treat every game like that. You should never go into a game and think, you know what? It'd be kind of cool if we won this game. You know what we're going to call this? It's going to be a kind of cool if we won game. Yeah, that's our mindset going in. Every game should be treated like it's a must win. You get 60 minutes to beat the other team.
Of course, of course. But human nature is a very hard thing to fight. And you are not going to treat every game the same. You're just not. Your emotions are not going to be the same every day.
Well, that's where coaching, in my opinion, plays a big role in this, because we can look ahead at Kansas City, but they can't look ahead to Kansas City. They've got a game here in about 2 hours. So whatever happens tonight and you face Kansas City next Sunday, you're going to be at a rest disadvantage. And it's not the last time you're at a rest disadvantage. And I was just looking it up. They have the greatest net rest disadvantage. Games where your opponent has more rest than you.
In the whole league, right?
It's a record.
Yeah.
It's the greatest rest disadvantage since they started charting it. Minus 32 days.
Hold that thought for later in the year, because it may...
It's a thing.
It's a thing. I think you think it's a bigger thing than I do, but I'll agree with you that it's a thing. It's a thing, no doubt. Will in Berkeley is next up. Hi, Will. What you got?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm here with the Willard Middle School flag football team. We're going to our game right now.
Hey!
All right.
Are you favored?
And we're wondering... say what?
Are you favored?
Oh, yeah, we are definitely favored.
Okay,
we're
beautiful.
2-0, 3-0.
Nice.
Are you... 1.
Oh!
Don't take Montero lightly now. You got to make sure you bring your A game when you take on Montero Middle.
We're about to play King Middle School right now. But we're wondering, what's up with the Purdy hate? Like, all month I've been hearing, it's the defense, it's the offensive line. You know, and I've been hearing good stuff about Purdy. He's throwing it in the pocket. The yak averages. And now you guys are, like, hating on him. I'm like, what's going on?
Wait, us? Who's hating on Brock Purdy?
Hold on a minute.
I heard some Brock Purdy hate.
That couldn't have been from my partner. That'd be, that nothing but love from here.
Good luck in the game, Will. Good luck to those kids that are in that car with you. Grandy, did you hear, can you pull some tape? Did you hear any Purdy hate on this show?
Maybe he thinks you guys are Chris Sims.
I won't have that.
Chris Sims didn't hate Brock Purdy either. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Lucas, did you hear any Purdy hate? Because I won't have that.
All I said was
I'll go to HR if there was Purdy hate on the station earlier today.
I think that he was better last year than he's been this year. But if you consider this hate, and last year I gave him a 9.5 out of 10, and this year I have him at an 8.5. If that's Purdy hate,
you're walking a
I'm
very,
not insulting Brock Purdy.
Very,
but
very thin line.
Must
right
be
now.
That rejoiner.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.